This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Welcome to our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic will be looking at strategies in 2022 on milk pricing and outlook. One thing our listeners should be keenly aware of, and that is that the Dairy Marginal Coverage, abbreviated DMC program, is now open. That opened up December 13th, and it would open from then until February 18th of 2022. This is a very important safety net, Bill, for our listeners because it covers the spread between milk price and feed costs and locks in $9.50 at the high level, and that's the level we recommend going with. This is limited to the first 5 million pounds of milk, which is about 200 cow herd here in the U.S. But all dairymen should look at this because they can still insure part of their milk, be sure that there is a margin there for them as well. This last January to October of 2021, over $1 billion was paid out on this insurance program that's available for our dairy farmers. There's been some changes, however, which they should be aware of, and there's good news in most cases. Number one, they're going to go to a higher quality alfalfa hay. They're going to use 100% premium quality alfalfa hay prices here in the United States, and that's going to increase the value of that value going into that formula by about $40 a ton. Before, it was 50% premium and 50% just average prices right now. And hay prices for premium hay sits around $240 a ton. Another thing that may be useful for some of the smaller dairy farms, and that is that they can now have a supplemented increase in their payment. They have put in an extra $580 million, and they can increase the number of cows they have as long as they stay under that 5 million pound limit. As far as that goes, this adjusts for changes in herd size over the last several years and maybe sons, daughters, or other people coming into the program. And to do this, they'll have to check with their local FSA branch as far as that goes. Certainly, we want to lock these in because we're not sure where the price is really going to go. We have such factors as exports, and we are now exporting well in excess of 16% of our dairy products. But if for some reason that export chain slows down due to COVID or a strong dollar or other factors, then that really will affect the milk price here that farmers are going to see. Butter prices now are at record high. They're the highest prices we've seen since 2014 at $2.12 a pound. So butter is really driving. In fact, now Class 4 milk price is higher than Class 3, which, of course, is cheese price. USDA is projecting a price in January of $20.35. That's a very nice price, and that's for 3.5 milk fats. So if you add your components in, many of our farmers might be looking at $22 milk price, and that would not pay out in the DMC program. But if something changes, like it did back in 2020, and a number of farmers didn't sign up, and then they discovered we got really hit in March and April with the COVID thing and really affected that as well. Feed prices remain fairly high. We already mentioned the high hay price. Corn probably is going to see $6 a bushel of corn. Right now it's $5.90 on the board. Soybean meal, $375 a ton. So certainly these are going to be factors that come in looking at your milk price strategies for 2022. And I think our take-home messages include, I think you really want to make sure you sign up today and lock in the $9.50 differential here. Certainly look at your inventories of feeds on the farm, determine what your strategies are going to be. And if you have a cover crop, be thinking of how you're going to harvest that next spring if you need some extra forage. Well, that concludes our program for today. Thanks. Hey, have a great day.
Thank you, Mike, and have a great weekend. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now. World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackanowski discussing the latest USDA forecast for dairy product prices for both this year and 2022.
Price activity generally positive, consistent with the lower production that we're both observing and forecasting into next year. All of the price adjustments this month were relatively minor for 2021, increased our butter price forecast, and we expect that to carry into 2022. Cheese prices up just marginally in 2021, again, based on observed data. But for 2022, we expect the demand strength to continue, and we raised our cheese price forecast by 2 cents a pound. Non-fat dry milk, dry whey, all showing stronger prices in our forecasts for next year.
That's World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackanowski. The Agriculture Department gave us the latest data on U.S. dairy demand late last week. High Ground Dairy's Lucas Feast will talk about it with Lee Milkey coming up on our Milky Monday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.